The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Now, we also keep a close eye on what items our listeners, that is Team SBS, like. Maybe our listeners are disorganized or eternally optimistic, but finding ways of being more productive or better human beings in business always tops our charts. And to meet listener demand, we have asked Ciara Conlon, leadership and productivity coach, to join us on this, the last day of the first week of January. Good morning, Ciara.
Good morning, Conlon.
Making the bed. We actually had a conversation and you asked me, did I make my bed? Don't tell them what I said, but it is important to make your bed.
Apparently so. So making your bed in the morning is what some call a keystone habit. And a keystone habit is something that can encourage you to do other habits and to change your life. So it's like a catalyst for more success. So making the bed in the morning is such a small little act, but this can be the start of a chain reaction to do a lot more positive habits that are going to change your life.
And we start with the making of the bed and then we move on to?
You move on to maybe exercising in the morning, to getting ahead of yourself with your work.
What does that mean?
So a lot of people who have a morning routine or who get up early in the morning, they get to start work in a more relaxed and calmer way. So you're more focused, you're more relaxed about the day, you spend a bit of time planning ahead so that you don't go into work and start reacting.
What about the swamp of email? Like, I've made the bed, I've done my sit-ups, and now I am faced with the swamp of email. I have been reading that you should not start with your emails because that just drags you away from anything productive.
One of the biggest mistakes the majority of the population of the world, the business world, make, and that is starting with email.
But they're
so
interesting.
Many people,
you want to find out what people have been, you know, doing or asking you or whatever.
They are. But it's not about starting your day with what other people want. It is about starting your day with what you have planned. So start with a quick look at your calendar so to see what you've prioritised, and then you can go into your email and see what other people want you to do.
But my question still stands. You really want to see what their, you know, the next opportunity. We're all mini entrepreneurs. You want to see, oh, maybe if Ciara's sent me that email, there might be some business in that for me.
Absolutely.
And but that's going to be the first day I'm going to open. Forget about the
it
rest.
It can be, or it could be a lot of work that somebody else wants you to do. No, but this is it. You have to take control of your day. Like any part of your life, if you want your life to turn out a different way, it's up to you to decide what that's going to be.
John Phelan, email or not?
No.
You don't read your emails first thing?
No, I go on to the creative stuff first in terms of what do I really need to do strategically to get to the next goal.
Well
and
done,
then
John.
Go back to emails.
Oh, you must have read. Ciara, you've got not one, you've got two books.
Yes, Productivity for Dummies and Chaos to Control.
And let's move on with the productivity. It is an area of huge interest of mine and I guess anybody in business. So we've cleared away the emails. We're not going to do those for a while. So I get on, as John has done, he gets on to the so-called creative area. Then what?
So start your day with looking at, hopefully you have planned in advance. So this is my number one tip for anybody who wants to beat procrastination or to be successful in the workplace. Let's start the day with your calendar. Have a plan. Plan your priorities. So that's where you start. Then hopefully you'll be able to focus on priority number one before you get caught up with the email and all the other distractions that are in the workplace.
Okay, so your boss comes in and tells you, do this. That's the end of any kind of so-called organization on your part. Fine if you are the employer, not so fine if you are the employee.
No, and that's a big problem for all employees is, you know, it's to decide what to do. Obviously, if your boss tells you you need to do something, you need to do it. But it's like anything. You have to start with a plan. You know, the Irish rugby team don't go out on the pitch without a game plan. It doesn't mean that it's going to go to plan, like any sporting team, but you have to have a plan. And when you start with your plan, you're much more likely to get back on track quickly after your distraction, after your interruption. Then you can go back to your priorities.
Taking breaks during the working day?
Absolutely.
How
essential.
Long? How long?
There is a concept called the Pomodoro technique, And that says that you should work in bursts of work for 25 minutes and take a 5-minute break.
I do that.
Very good.
And you know where I learned that? On the Sunday Business Show.
Fantastic.
It does work.
It does work. Now, it's not going to work in all working environments, but again, it's up to you to take control of your time. And if you have something important to do, write a report, proposal, it can be very useful.
John Phelan, are you a Pomodoro?
No. I'd love to be, but I'm not.
But hang on, that's in your hands. You are allowed to walk away from your desk and walk around for 5 minutes and then go back to it.
I have a portfolio lifestyle, as in I have a lot of different interests. I have a lot of different working interests, so I'm able to jump between different companies and do different things.
Does that work?
Really interesting,
Kira.
It can do, yes, absolutely.
I'm a bit like John there, and you know, I've had so many interests. You still get messed up. Because you go for what you like. You know, the easy stuff, the interesting
stuff. If you plan your time. So take, for example, the year that I was writing Productivity for Dummies. I had already signed up for a master's when the publishers had approached me. Now, you know, most normal people would go, this is not possible. But I knew that once I had a plan, once I scheduled in the time for all of these activities, that I could get it done.
And how did you do that?
So I literally broke down everything that I had to do for the book. I had deadlines. I broke down these deadlines into weeks, and then every week had a certain amount of time in my calendar for writing.
So did you say, I'm taking my hour between 10 and 11 or whatever, and I'll write that? That's my book hour.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. So it's scheduled in. Now, it doesn't always happen. Obviously, real life can get in the way, and you might have client work that's more important at that time, but you're much more likely to get back on track. So if I missed a week for some reason, that the following week I knew I had to catch up on 2 weeks and not leave it more and more time and get more and more stressed.
Oh, hang on a second now. A week or an hour? Because if it's an hour a day, how long did it take you to write the book?
So it took me 6 months, 90,000 words in 6 months while studying a master's. So you see, it can fit everything in if you plan it properly. So I had 3 periods of writing a week of approximately 2 to 3 hours. Okay. And there would be some weeks that I would miss it. I've got 3 kids. You know, I work also.
I love it.
But I knew
you
that
work,
I had to find the time.
You write, you study, you kids. A true entrepreneur. Listen, we've got 1 minute. Give me 2 more top tips in 30 seconds each.
30 seconds. Well, it's about taking control. So whether it's life or work, you need to take control of your life. You need to decide what you want to achieve and go out and get it. I have an event coming up
at
the end of the month on the 25th of January in Wood Quay venue, and it's Design a Life You Love. So it's about focusing on what you want to achieve, getting organised, making the space and getting out your own way.
And it's a term that we use here often. It's what's used by the sports, top sports people. It's ideation, isn't that it?
Yes.
Where you actually imagine yourself over there. You want to be
visualisation. Yeah. Fantastic.
And it does work.
Absolutely.
Sounds
works.
Nuts. But I keep telling people, you just watch Johnny Sexton trying to score. He can see the ball going through the sticks. And, well, if it's good enough for Johnny, it's good enough for us, I think. And you also better shout out for your 2 books.
Productivity for Dummies and Chaos to Control, A Practical Guide to Getting Things Done.
Available where?
They're available on Amazon and Eason's and...
Dubray. They're
Dubray Books.
Maria will kill me if
they
I
better
don't.
Be, yeah.
Better be. And we will also, of course, put them up onto the website here. That is all the time we have for on the Sunday Business Show, the first one of this year. Hopefully we'll see another 51 all the way through. I have checked and we will be on before Christmas next year because we love it so much.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.